This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
And we were telling you about wasting time at the workplace statistics. It has now become a common cause that is currently affecting both employees and employers. We are talking to the founder of PPC Recruitment and executive coach, Mary Kutlani. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. And good morning as well to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us this morning. And we're looking at, you know, time wasters in the workplace. According to you, if you had to give top three biggest time wasters in the workplace, what would those be?
The top three time wasters in the workplace are preoccupation with the wrong things. That's number one. Number two, unnecessary and unproductive meetings. Number three, the most common one, gossip, cell phone use, and non-work related internet browsing. So we are talking your Facebook, your TikTok, your Instagram, your Instagram, and other social media platform where people tend to browse during working hours.
I missed the first one. The first one you said, what is it?
The first one is unnecessary and unproductive meetings. So this is where you find that the manager or the supervisor is having unnecessary meetings. Something that can be said on the email without having a physical meeting. So you are having a physical meeting that is not productive for an hour or 30 minutes. That's another time waste.
Yeah, those meetings,
yes.
The meetings that could have been emails or even text messages,
yes.
Like some meetings could have been a WhatsApp easily. But let's look at maybe focusing on chatting with colleagues a bit. How do employers discourage time-wasting conversations without looking like we are encouraging animosity among employees? Because, you know, you want to be social in the workplace, but where do you draw the line and, you know, not overdo it, focus on work and just not have these groups in jail where you are developing the office grapevine?
That's very important that most of managers or employers overlook. The first thing that you need to have is to have a plan. That's number one. Number two, know yourself and your people. Because if you don't know yourself, you won't be able to control other people. Number three, you must stay focused. Those are the most important things that the employers can do. In a summary, what I can say is, as a leader in terms of giving the expect, set clear digital use policy, because you also can't ask people not to use it. You need to do research. There are lots of things that are done on the internet. And to monitor internet social responsibility, promote professional culture. So those are the most important things that one should imply as a leader in order to make sure that people are working, they are happy, and they are able to be productive. Because if people are not happy, they won't be productive.
We'll leave our conversation here for today. Thank you for coming through and talking to us. Appreciate your time. That's founder of PPC Recruitment and executive coach, Mary Kutlani.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.